from Grozny, the Chechen capital, there have been reports today of Russian mortar attacks against rebel positions and the threat of what the local Russian commander called large-scale military operations within 48 hours. A truce had been established on Sunday after 2 weeks of fighting, a fight won by the vastly outnumbered Chechen rebels. Michael Spector went to Grozny to write about the fall of the city for the New York Times. He says it would be tough for the Russians to take it back.
Basically, the Chechen rebels are often portrayed and conceived of as sort of swaggering braggarts, but they are very cautious. And when the mortars start coming in, they take refuge in these extremely well-fortified basements. Grozny's a pretty, you know, well-built, it was a well-built old Russian city before the Russian Air Force mostly destroyed it, but the basements are solid, and you'd kind of have to be hit directly by a bomb from an airplane to get hurt in one of those basements. And it's going to be very difficult to take Grozny back without a huge infantry assault. And, of course, that could happen, but a lot of Russians are going to die if it does.
Are there indeed thousands of Russian troops surrounded and sort of held prisoner inside the city by the rebel forces?
The situation is sort of difficult to completely understand. In almost every major bridge and every major crossing, there were Russian guard posts, checkpoints, and small barracks. Many, if not most, of those places are now surrounded, and those Russian soldiers are being held prisoner. The airport in the north of the city is basically a de facto Russian encampment, and those guys can't leave, and there are a couple thousand Russian soldiers there.
Given that, how could it be said that the Second Battle of Grozny, as this has been called, has been won by the rebels if they can't get the Russians out of their city?
Well, I mean, it depends what you mean. On August 5th, the city was controlled by Russia, which has the biggest army in Europe. The government building worked freely. There were tons of people on the streets. It was a Russian city. Now it is a completely Chechen city. There is no Russian soldier walking anywhere in the city of Grozny unless he is a prisoner. I mean, it is true that in the greater region of Chechnya, the rebels are sort of surrounded because there are probably 30 to 40,000 Russian soldiers there.
Mm-hmm.
But in the city of Grozny, there are none.
Do you think there could be some sort of deal made between Moscow and the Chechen rebels? What would the rebels want?
I think now what the rebels mostly say they want is to get the troops out of Chechnya. It used to be a little more rigid when Dudayev, their former president who was killed in April, was alive. He basically insisted on independence for Chechnya. That's a huge political problem for Russia, and it's a line that Yeltsin is unable to cross. But if the demands are troop withdrawals, that's probably a negotiable demand. And I think it's something that would be acceptable to the rebels. It's very difficult to do this and allow Russia to save face. And that's sort of one of the most important things that's trying to happen here.
There could be troop withdrawal leading ostensibly to an election.
Well, what the rebels want is an election. They want a free and fair election that they think would show that most people in the region want to be independent of Russia, and they would like to think that that free and fair election would allow them to become an independent country. It's not completely clear that that's the case. I mean, there are many, many, many people in Chechnya who are ethnic Russians, and while most of them are proud of their Chechen heritage and background and not very happy about Russia, it is not completely clear they want to be an independent nation either.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Spector, when you were in Grozny, in the city there, what surprised you when you talked with the people about what's happened to their city over this 20 months of a civil war?
Well, one of the things that continually surprises me is how many people manage to live in Grozny under conditions that are very difficult to even imagine. I mean, there's no running water, and there's no electricity, and right now there's no heat, but there doesn't need to be, but there will need to be soon. It's just remarkable how many people just sort of live through endless shelling and endless bombing and fighting in the streets.
Are the sympathies among the people that you talk with entirely with the Chechen rebels and not with Moscow?
Yeah. Basically, in the city, the sympathy is with the Chechen rebels. In the countryside, it's It's more with the Chechens than with the Russians, but it's a little more mixed. You get a lot of people who are just sick of the war, and they want whatever it is that will end this war to happen. And if that's the Russians out, they want the Russians out. If that's some sort of tenuous peace deal with the Russians that allows Chechnya to be a semi-independent part of Russia, then that's what they want. But people just, you know, people in a war zone don't really think about politics or philosophy. They just want bombs to stop falling on them.
Michael Spector, The New York Times, talking with us from Moscow.